Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What is that correct caller?
You know what? Let's go with caller number four bright and early this morning. The Quest for the Castle is on. Caller number four right now at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller four. Congrats.
Awesome. Yeah. I have a cell phone in one hand and my landline in the other.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say that.
Hey, we don't have rules about how many phones you can use. Who's this? Who's this?
Gene Baker.
Hey, Gene. Where are you from, my dear?
Outside of Sunbury.
And both of your phones are from outside of Sunbury, too, right?
Yes.
I thought maybe you'd
one is through Cricket and one is through Verizon.
It's free endorsement. All right, and then like you take your kids' phones and then you ask for your next door neighbor's phone and you call the Ford Fun Line on all those phones. You just gave all of Central Pennsylvania the idea that you have. Anyway, hey, here's a cool idea, Gene. How'd you like to be going to Disney with your family of four? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool.
What's your favorite part of Disney? You just want to hug the mouse? Is that it?
Well, I would say it's a small world.
Oh, no. You're going to make Laura sing. Now she's going to...
It's a small world after all.
Oh, God. Oh, this is not the way to start a Friday, Gene. But congratulations. You're qualified in our quest for the castle from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
94.1 WQKX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Mark's got the news. He just came in here with without his sneakers on.
That's okay. He's comfy.
Is he comfy? Okay,
just like I'm
good.
Wearing my monochromatic jogging
outfit. Suit.
But then you put a scarf on top and it looks fancy.
It looks way too overdressed for Friday, but that's okay. Rob, the Sports Center, decked in his Phillies attire, will be in to talk about how hot the Phils are. And who's the guy with the weather again?
Steve.
Ah, Steve. There you go. I was talking to my mom last night. I had a call and check up on her, not only because it was Thursday night, and that's my weekly call night, but she got her first vaccine
did
yesterday.
She? Oh, yay.
So she was all excited. She's been calling and begging since January.
How's she feeling?
She's 84 years old. She's okay. She said she had a little soreness in the injection site, but she, God bless Mama Morgan. I said, well, what did you get, the Pfizer or the Moderna? She's like, what? And I'm like, or the Johnson & Johnson. Maybe
sure, one and done.
Do you have to go back? Yes, I have to go back at the end of the month. Okay, then you didn't get the Johnson & Johnson. Which one was it? And she says, it was the Pfizer.
Stop it.
And I go, that's a faucet company.
Pfizer.
I said, you mean Pfizer.
Starts with the P.
And she said, yeah, that's it. Not Pfizer,
oh
Pfizer.
My God, the Pfizer.
So I don't know if you've seen this on social media, but all of a sudden you got the Moderna, I got the Pfizer.
I did.
Now all of a sudden there's a competition for who's the coolest. Right.
See, now, is Pfizer the coolest? Because, like, that was first. That's the OG of vaccines.
I thought Moderna was first, maybe just locally, though. But,
Pfizer first?
I think Pfizer was second. But now you got Matt Cotrillo, news guy Matt, walking around going, J&J, baby.
J&J, one and done.
So I'm like, okay, like, what is it all about? So if you hear this argument going around, it's becoming kind of like, who's sexier, you know?
Only hot people get the Pfizer vaccine.
Does that mean
if you got Moderna, then I don't know what to tell you, queen. This message is brought to you by Pfizer gang.
So there's Team Pfizer and there's Team Moderna.
Wait a second.
And you J&J people are latecomers, but you might end up being.
But I got Moderna, so I'm not hot.
See, I don't even know what any of it means, but you know.
I feel like my outfit today would be like, okay, I'm a cool kid today. This is like Gen Z approved, this outfit.
Okay, so don't tell anybody.
It's not skinny jeans. I have my hair parted down the middle.
You look nice. You look very nice.
I've got like the monochromatic thing going on. I'm wearing Toms.
Yep.
Like,
cool shoes. So I'm saying, if someone asks you, did you get Moderna or Pfizer? You're like, don't ask me today. Check the outfit. You know?
Right.
And then they'll be like, oh.
But I feel it. But I feel grateful for my Moderna.
Yes,
wait,
everybody
Moderna,
should be.
Moderna.
Yeah, so like whatever you got vaccinated, man. Yes, don't worry about how cool you are. And to bring it back to the beginning, my mom got Pfizer.
She's hot.
No.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
Mama Morgan's hot.
No, news is next. Oh, God.
She absolutely is.
Oh.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
All right. So, locally here, Mark Lawrence just told you about a man from Texas who ran from Disney to Disney.
Wow.
2,761 miles. It was all part of an awareness event and fundraiser.
Security guard said, oh, are you the runner? And I thought, oh, my God. You know, here's the escort off Disney property. And
I love you guys. This is the best surprise in the world.
I've just been on cloud nine since then.
So he thought he was in trouble for, like,
he
trespassing?
He did. Well, here's the thing. No. The security guard surprised him, escorted him through the park, and a huge crowd was waiting to cheer him on to the finish.
Yay, and yay for your cause, type 1 diabetes.
Yeah,
up
that's
next,
good news.
Right? That's great news. Mm-hmm. Super cool. I don't think I could run 2,700 miles.
I know I can.
Absolutely not. I've done a marathon or two, but I'd like to keep to a 5K.
There you go.
Up next, a 12-year-old in West Virginia. There are a lot of kids saving kids recently. And this is unbelievable because it happened during a TikTok live stream.
All of a sudden, like, his phone goes kind of blank. Like, you can see a little bit of light, but brown, like, leaves. Then you can just hear him, like, yelling and kind of just yelling for help. It was sad to hear. He's scared that he's not going to make it out.
I was yelling out my grandparents' house phone number.
He did what he was supposed to do and got the right people, and it worked out.
I'd just like to thank him for everything that he's done.
Wow!
Unbelievable. So this 12-year-old in West Virginia got pinned underneath his ATV while he was live streaming it on TikTok. Caden, who was 13 in New Hampshire, was watching it. He called for help, and the other boy is A-OK.
You know, thank goodness for TikTok. That may be the only time I ever say that.
I didn't think I would ever hear you utter those words.
It's good news.
It is good news. And last but not least, listen to this. As a 9-year-old little girl, she didn't like that her older sister, who's 25, was feeling down. So she gave her a pep talk.
It's not going to help. Okay?
It's
if you want to do something, you do it. If you want to go to a bar, go to it. If you want to go to outer space, you go to outer space.
Okay?
Okay? Mm-hmm. If you want that dream job, you get that dream job. Okay?
And then outside, but like this.
A 9-year-old motivating speaker.
Listen to her. If you want to go to a bar, go to a bar.
If you want to go to outer space.
Go to outer space. That dream job, you get it, girl.
That's incredible. That's good news.
I actually listened to it like 3 times this morning because it made me smile so big. Everyone needs to be like that 9-year-old girl. And that's good news for this Friday.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Ah, springtime. Maybe a little drizzle this morning, maybe even a thunderstorm anytime this
That's
weekend.
Okay.
But a lot of the weekend will be rain-free.
April showers bring May flowers.
Perfect. And Steve will have the forecast for us coming up. There's a certain thing, or am I just being cheesy? Like, when you feel spring coming on, all of a sudden you remember all these memories, right? Like, I went outside the other day, and Gene, my next-door neighbor, the farmer, he was mowing, and I smelled the grass, and I automatically went back to playing Little League Baseball when I was, like, 10 years old.
That's one of my favorite smells, actually.
Yeah.
And I know poor people who have allergies are like, ugh.
I know, yeah.
but that smell of fresh-cut grass, to me, just sort of cues like longer days,
right?
Tons of time in the evening, like even after work or after school, where it's light out, so everybody wants to be outside.
How about the shrubbery, like just around your house when it starts to pop, the azalea bushes and stuff? It's got that smell.
You know,
or it's not fully bloomed yet, but you get that scent. And
I don't have azaleas around my house, but I want to plant some this year because I love them. But I have a ton of forsythia.
Okay,
and it is bright yellow right now.
Yeah, that smell
it's
too.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, springtime, as soon as you feel it, you hearken back. And you know what? So does Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he does he?
Oh, I think it's time again.
April, 1985. Little boy, out in the woods. Little 8-year-old Matty McConaughey doing some bird watching.
Bird watching?
Love watching them birds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Suddenly, a white frizzle chicken swoops down.
What's a frizzle chicken?
A what?
I say, white frizzle chicken, you best watch who you messing with. White frizzle chicken's like, ain't nobody telling this white frizzle chicken what he can do.
Okay.
And that's how I wound up having white frizzle chicken stew.
What?
The lesson here, don't mess with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
I'll turn your ass into a stew.
Fine. I thought that was going to be something nice.
Wait, I apologize.
I was.
I'm a little bit disturbed because I love the dulcet tones of Matthew McConaughey.
Everybody
in the morning.
Does. We love him.
What is a white frizzle chicken?
I don't know.
Do maybe I need to Google this?
Google it. Maybe only in
white
Texas. I don't know.
Frizzle chicken. Oh, boy.
News
oh, it's a bantam. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you're okay with white frizzle chicken now.
I didn't know. Maybe they just call them something different in Texas.
Probably do. They do everything different in Texas.
We need a road trip to Texas.
Yes, we do. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. News
94.
Is next.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
You betcha. It's a flashback Friday. So you got me thinking since 7 o'clock now. Things that I would have done as a teenager that teenagers would never do now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, so, okay, I mentioned a pencil and a cassette tape.
That was an excellent example.
So what do you use the pencil for in reference to the cassette tape?
Yeah, I think kids don't even know what pencils are nowadays unless they're going for their SATs where you still need
a number two.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Calling a phone number? I'm thinking of wall phones. Kids don't even know what they were. Like, when you used to go in the kitchen and you called, but your mom and dad sprung the extra bucks for the long cord so you can go all the way out the hallway and sit
that or else, floor. Like, wrap around the corner into the living room.
Exactly, and talk to your girlfriend.
But they would get so twisted. I don't think that teenagers today appreciate the lengths at which you had to go to attempt privacy.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. It was just like, the cord was stretched all the way up the hall and into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was in there. I was like, Dad, Mom, I gotta use the phone.
Right.
And they would be like, your sister's on the phone. Why is she on the phone in the bathroom and it's on the kitchen wall? The phone.
Well, how about wanting to go online and you had to tell your sibling to hang up the phone?
Yeah, because you couldn't do both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went online, it went,
like, ding.
That's it. So you're going to post this up and we're going to want to know all of Central PA what happened in your house when you were a teenager. That would never happen now.
I'm also trying to think, also the sheer terror of calling someone's home. So there weren't really cell phones. And if you had a cell phone, it was your parents and it was a bag phone.
Okay.
And that was for emergency purposes only.
Phone.
Or your dad worked in like Harrisburg and did something for the state. Seriously.
And do kids,
right?
Would a kid even know what a bag phone
was?
Right,
so it was a bag phone.
Yeah,
I like
good.
Sat in the middle of the car in the
all
minivan.
Right.
Anyway,
all right.
You had to call your friend's home on a landline.
Okay.
And then say, for example, that friend happened to be of the opposite sex.
Oh.
And that was like a crush of yours.
Oh.
And then the parent or grandparent would answer, hi, Mrs. So-and-so. Hi, Mr. So-and-so. Yes, may I ask who's called? This is Laura.
Yes, Laura?
I was,
I was
calling to speak with Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, my son, Nathaniel?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what is your purpose, Laura?
I actually just wanted to ask about the biology homework.
Are you sure? Just biology homework?
Mm-hmm.
You will talk only about that, correct, Laura? Laura?
We may or may not want to watch Friends later. I was going to ask him, could I speak with him?
Nathaniel! Nathaniel! Nathaniel's in the basement playing his Atari. Nathaniel!
No, Nathaniel wasn't allowed to have video games.
Oh, this is a true story. I thought we were making it up. Role model, role playing. Okay.
Nathaniel lives in Virginia. He wasn't allowed to have video games.
All right, so we want to know. You're going to post this up, right? This is great
Yes,
stuff.
So we're going to post it up on the 94KX Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's something that you used to do as a teenager that teenagers today wouldn't understand or wouldn't be able to do. It's perfect for a Flashback Friday.
I absolutely love it. Another thing for Flashback Friday would be Flashback Friday audio for all you people currently who forget your passwords. The average American forgets 10 passwords a month. Let's go back to the office.
It's saying the server went down. Does anybody know that password? Because otherwise we can't do any work.
You know what? It made me laugh when I heard it, but Pam got really offended.
Big boobs.
Drama queen. Nosy.
You're typing big boobs?
I'm trying everything.
Try big boobs with a Z.
Password. We're in.
All right. Wow. Yes.
The important thing is, this kept us secure, people.
No, the important thing is, remember your passwords.
I can't.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
A shout out to my buddy Mike for requesting some Kicks. You know Central Pennsylvania loves some Kicks. We are the cool kids this morning. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Let's check in with Movie Mike.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
We have one new movie opening in theaters today, and that movie is Voyagers. With the future of the human race in danger, a group of young men and women, bred for enhanced intelligence and to suppress emotional impulses, embark on an expedition to colonize a distant planet. But when they discover disturbing secrets about the mission, they defy their training and begin to explore their most primitive natures. That sounds intriguing. This one stars Colin Farrell and Lily Rose Depp. And as you may be able to tell from that last name, she is the daughter of Johnny Depp. So that is Voyagers opening in theaters today. Coming up in just a few minutes, I will have a review of the horror movie, The Unholy, so don't go away.
And it was just in time for Easter Sunday, The Unholy.
It was. I don't know how I feel about that.
Me either.
But, okay.
Come on back, Mike, and also your requests are welcome, Facebook and on the Ford Fun Line.
That's right, it's Tom and Laura in the Morning, Flashback Friday, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The Unholy stars Jeffrey Dean Morgan as a disgraced journalist who's been reduced to covering tabloid stories. One day, he's lucky enough to stumble across one that's more astounding than Bigfoot and more unbelievable than Elvis being alive and working at a Taco Bell in Detroit. A teenage girl claims to have seen the Virgin Mary, and now she has the ability to heal people. It seems like a miracle, but as Morgan investigates, it becomes apparent that something sinister is pretending to be the Virgin Mary to carry out an evil scheme.
What?
William Sadler co-stars as the priest who first senses something fishy is going on. I'm not the biggest fan of Catholic-themed horror movies because they often just exploit religious imagery for shock value. The Unholy is different, though, because it takes the concepts of faith, miracles, and the insidious nature of evil seriously.
Oh.
The film really dives into what it might mean if something demonic pretended to be divine in order to harm true believers.
Yikes.
For that reason, I found the story really compelling. I'm not going to say that The Unholy doesn't have a few moments that border on being silly. It certainly does. But there are a couple decent jump scares, and the core idea is pulled off well enough to make this a better-than-average piece of religious horror. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Hail Marys.
Hail Mary? Full of grace. I didn't even know there was such thing as... I didn't even know there was such thing as a category of holy horror.
Yeah, well, you got The Exorcist and Stigmata and... pictures like that. It's kind of...
I don't know. Holy horror. That's a whole category unto itself.
That's just like, no.
Yeah.
No. No.
I should say, if people go to this expecting the kind of scares you get in The Exorcist or The Conjuring, you'll probably be disappointed. I can't say this movie is really super scary, but it was just the idea of it.
Okay.
That compelled me.
The husband watched The Conjurings. Hard pass.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Here's a little honesty. I've seen The Exorcist once. When I was in high school, mm-hmm. and it was in the theater.
Same.
I went, never watched it again.
Oh, really?
Never.
Well, it wasn't in the theater. I saw it once in high school at like a sleepover. Never again.
Because that's a great sleepover movie, The Exorcist.
Yeah,
for people who don't want to sleep over.
Yeah, just like, right. Do you remember that movie, Kids? Yeah, that was a great sleepover movie. Sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of questions for my parents after that.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Let me tell you what. That's a Flashback Friday if there ever was That and Requiem for a Dream. Uplifting.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Look at me. My hair's starting to stand up on my arms. Now, will you guys stop?
With Jennifer Connelly.
Will you two please stop?
No,
stop, you two. The hair's standing up on my arms. come on.
You know, I think I'm going to go home and watch Tangled, my favorite newer Disney film.
News is next. Mark's got that. Rob the Sports Center and Steve with the weather. Movie Mike, you could come in every day and we'd enjoy it.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yes. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
I think we may have danced a little bit too much to that. I think I threw out a hip.
That's okay. Stretch it out, Tom. Walk it off. Walk it off. You're okay.
And Murphy, the morning show dog, evidently really likes Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He loves it. He was feeling the groove, if you will.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling the groove. Let's groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's time to pick our first outstanding teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
That means it's April, right?
I love this, and I wish our pal Colleen was standing next to me here in the studio, but that's okay. She is on the Ford Fun Line, and we have our very first outstanding teacher for week one. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. Oops, Colleen, you still there?
I'm still here. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. It's Outstanding Teacher Award time with First Federal Credit Union. You guys have been doing this with us for a while. Thank you to Service First.
Thank you. I think it's been great and so much fun to partner and honor these amazing people in our community and what they're doing for students everywhere. And I look back, Tom, I think maybe since 2017 we've been
That sounds about right. It's been a good couple of years now. Yeah, and especially coming out of the year that we have all just had, teachers really do deserve to be given a big old pat on the back and thank you.
Yes, because teachers have gone through a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, for people who maybe don't understand what's going on, you nominate your favorite teacher, right, Colleen? And then we pick one at the end of the week.
We pick one at the end of each week in April, and we get to announce it live on air, which is always so much fun. And then the best part is they get a prize for their school.
And they could take that prize money and use it anywhere in the school, any department activity or club, right?
Correct. So they will, each teacher will, that's honored will receive $1,000 to put towards those efforts at their school. So we are really excited to do that and honor them in this way.
And you know, Laura, your sister's a teacher. She takes money out of their own pocket to decorate and buy crayons.
All the time. All supplies for the classroom, mm-hmm. sanitation items. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have a really amazing first teacher for this first week of Outstanding Teacher with Service First Federal Credit Union.
Okay.
Should we give the name?
Okay, are you ready? Let's do a quick drum roll.
Okay.
Our first teacher of 2021 that we'll be honoring is Rachel Schaefer from Millersburg Area High School.
Yay!
Downriver a bit. Congratulations, Rachel.
I heard that she's a pretty awesome Spanish teacher, and she teaches grades 7 through 12.
All the grades 7 through 12? That's a lot of Spanish.
Wow. That's a lot of Spanish. That is awesome. And such nice things were written in about her for the nomination. So we are very excited to have her as our first teacher, outstanding teacher.
And I understand she's kind of new as a teacher, right? I mean, pre-pandemic, she may not have been around. That's pretty cool. All right, Rachel, are you listening, Rachel? You give us a call on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. We would love to hear from you, Rachel. And Colleen, if you could still hear us, because we are having a little bit of technical difficulty. Thank you. Thank you so much for checking in with us.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Laura. I'm excited to spend another month of April with you guys every Friday morning. I mean, what better way to kick off the weekend?
Honestly, it's the perfect way to kick off the weekend, to celebrate a Friday, and to say thank you to teachers throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. See you, Murphy.
Murphy says bye.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Tommy Tom, we have the outstanding teacher herself on the line.
Get out of here. We got Rachel Schaefer on the line. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Hey, we get to be the bearer of excellent news this morning. You just got yourself $1,000 from Service First Federal Credit Union for being an outstanding teacher.
This is amazing. I'm truly so excited about this.
I know we just hit you with it, but $1,000 for the Millersburg Area High School. You're a Spanish teacher. What are you going to do with that $1,000?
With the money, my co-Spanish teacher and I are going to plan on using the money to buy some labels for our students to help them gain better understanding of Spanish through the book.
Oh, that's excellent. What a wonderful way to spend that money to help expand your library and help students really explore the awesomeness that is foreign language.
For sure, definitely. I love being a teacher here.
If you don't mind me asking, Rachel, you sound young, so are you kind of a rookie teacher? Or tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I recently graduated from Lebanon Valley College in 2019. So my first year teaching happened during the pandemic. So for me, I'm yet to have a quote-unquote normal school year.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been so challenging. As a former educator myself, I cannot imagine jumping into your first year of teaching and dealing with the craziness that has been COVID-19.
Yes. I mean, definitely right now it's uncertain as to, like, what tomorrow holds, and that, like, with the virus going on and, like, having to pivot at any given moment is definitely a challenge. However, we have been able to do a great job at keeping the numbers low in our school, and that is fantastic.
That is fantastic. So you had quite the challenge, but let me tell you this, Rachel, your students and their parents absolutely love you. Did you see some of the emails about you?
I was told and informed of some of the comments that were made, but I personally have not read the emails in full yet, but still it is I'm happy and humbled to know that people think of me like that and have nominated me for this.
Rachel, really quickly, I'll just read a few of the words that people messaged in about yourself. It says, Rachel is dedicated to helping the students learn the language in a welcoming environment. She's put many hours into her career. Rachel has persevered during the pandemic, began teaching, not knowing what she would have to navigate, and in ways that she was not instructed, but she has done the best for herself and her students, always keeping the best interest of her students in mind by making their learning fun and exciting. All she wants is for her kids to succeed in languages.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
That'll choke you up a little bit, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, congratulations again from us here at 94KX and also from Service First Federal Credit Union. We love doing this every April with our friends at Service First. And thank you for calling in this morning.
Yes, and again, I want to thank you, 94KX, and Service First Federal Credit Union for having this contest. Like, definitely as a teacher, this means a lot. And again, like, I'm able to expand the Spanish library. This is amazing.
Yay!
Yay! Happy Friday, Rachel!
Happy Friday to you guys as well.
Flashback Friday by request. 94.1
WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
It's a Figo Friday, Thomas.
Oh, I do hope we're talking about food, because every time you spread the yoga mat out on the floor, yeah, I leave the room. Okay?
I do. You know what's funny? Since we've been back in the studio, I still have my yoga mat here in studio. I definitely have done some early morning stretches because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. But even though she can't be here with us, our friend Chelsea from Figo is on the Ford Fun Line. It's a Figo Friday, and we are talking all things fresh for spring.
Yay!
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Oh, my gosh. I love spring so much. And I love talking about all the spring things.
All right. So let's talk about a couple of those spring things, because everything is starting to grow. And just when it's sunny, things feel brand new.
Oh, I know. It's like in the wintertime, I die a little bit. And I especially died a little bit this past year through the pandemic. So just kind of things lightening up, being able to get outside, I feel like a new woman.
Well, in the most recent episode of the Figo Show, which we'll share on the 94KX Facebook page, it's also available on YouTube. It's interesting because you're cooking up a fresh pasta for spring that incorporates all of those early spring vegetables.
Yes. Oh, I love all those vegetables. It's peas, asparagus. Mm. I throw some spinach in there, mushrooms, fresh garlic. So basically, I call this my one-pot shot because
Perfect.
You can have this dinner on the table and ready for, you know, the family, the kids, in like 25 minutes or less if you got some rolling, boiling water ready to rock and roll for your pasta. But basically, all you do, you just saute your shrimp in a large pan. You add your garlic, add your spring veggies. In the recipe, I show you how to make a nice white wine cream sauce with some fresh Parmigiano Reggiano, the best cheese in the whole world. Yep. And then, so while you're doing all that, you're boiling your pasta, just following the directions for how long to boil the pasta. And then you add it all to the pot. And I swear, you literally dirty two dishes. So it's super easy, and you're a gourmet chef in 25 minutes.
And now you just inspired me to skip the takeout tonight, and I'm going to make this instead with a beautiful white wine.
Sounds
I
great.
Love that. And if you keep all the fresh ingredients on hand, and I always do, this is like a pantry pasta dish. It's like you have these ingredients. You can keep the peas in your freezer, the spinach in your freezer. You have some pasta. You just keep the cheese, the white wine. You know, always have some garlic on hand. That's what happens in the Italian kitchen. You always got to have some garlic.
Garlic. You
know, yes.
I love exactly. how she says the Parmigiano Reggiano. Molto bene.
That's like a little more like New York Italian, I guess.
Mamma mia. Well, Chelsea,
exactly.
We are going to make sure to share this on the 94KX Facebook page. Thank you so much for joining us. Chelsea will be back next month, and we cannot wait until you can be in studio so you can, you know, put Tom through his paces. So
no, not that. Let's make more pasta.
No. We're going to get Tom on the yoga mat here sooner rather than later.
Okay, next month.
Thanks, Chelsea. Sure.
Thanks, guys, so much for having me. Take care. Happy Figo Friday.
Stay Figo.
Stay fresh, kids.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Wrapping up a Flashback Friday. I think that song is politically incorrect anymore. We can't make fun of short people, Randy. I'm sorry. You have to leave the radio library. Randy Newman, you remember him from Maybe You Don't Go Way Back, Three Dog Night.
He was that, yes. Yeah.
Jeremiah was all that stuff. But then he went out on his own, wrote a lot of music, including the Toy Story theme.
He did.
You got a friend in me. But he wasn't liking short people in the 70s. Speaking of the 70s and the Flashback, you guys have been great with our topic of the day.
These responses on the 94KX Facebook page are fantastic. Essentially asking, what's something that you used to do that a teenager today would not be able to do or even understand? I mean, just go to the drugstore counter at like 5, ask for a pack of cigarettes and get them. No questions asked. Writing notes in high school, sliding them into your friend's locker, or doing the sly handshake to, like, pass them in class.
How you doing?
Right?
Yeah. But the vents in the locker, she slid it up through there.
Like the original text message.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and now we have texting. How about cleaning the ball on your mouse? Cleaning the mouse ball.
Oh, I remember that. How about before cell phones, if you needed a ride home?
Yeah.
You would call home collect if you didn't find a dime or a quarter, right? And then instead of saying your name, you'd say, Mom, Dad, come pick me up.
And then click. And then nobody would get charged, and your mom and dad would come pick you up.
Do you remember that?
I hope you kids listening are appreciating this, because this is things you don't have to do anymore. I got one that I gotta test the whole crew on.
Okay.
Smelling the mimeograph paper in school. You smelled it. As soon as the teacher passed it out, you'd stick it up to your nose. And get a little buzz.
What kind of paper?
Mimeograph paper. You don't remember mimeograph?
I don't know what that is.
You don't even know what it is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How do I even explain this?
Before what's a mimeograph? Seriously, I'm being dead serious.
Okay, I'm okay. Before the Xerox machine, there was the mimeograph machine where the teacher would put something down like you would in a copy machine, but then she had a crank. He or she had a crank this roller, and it printed.
Like a printing press?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It wasn't like Gutenberg's press, but it was kind of like that. And then it came out, and it was
printed. Did you have movable type on that?
No.
Old timer? Movable type? What is it?
I am not that old. A mimeograph machine. And then it came out the other side, and the ink was purple, which was totally cool.
No.
But then you sniffed it. Then you sniffed it. And I went to Catholic school, and all the nuns were into mimeograph. They had no idea that we just enjoyed getting high, sniffing the passouts. So here's a handout for math. And we were like, oh, I'm so stoned by lunch.
We didn't have that. So handouts done on a copier, but then you would take notes off of the overhead projector.
Well, there's one. Today's kids wouldn't even know what an overhead... They have smart boards. They don't know like what an overhead projector is.
So, like, whatever it was, you'd stick it underneath there, and it would sort of magnify it up onto the chalkboard. Right.
You put it on that clear piece of paper.
Yep.
And you could also sniff that. Is there a theme here?
Yeah,
the magic markers. The magic markers smelled good.
Thomas, why are you sniffing everything? Stop.
We do not
endorse nor appreciate huffing, friends.
No, I didn't call it huffing. Now, come on.
Come on now.
All right.
That's a no, kids. To anyone listening, the answer is no.
They don't even know what a mimeograph machine is.
I don't know what a mimeograph machine is.
We're wrapping up. Thank you so much for your help on the Flashback Friday topic of the day. We like to wrap up with a thought for the day. Today's thought is don't listen to anything Uncle Tommy Tom says. Is that it?
Actually, so I'm looking at my phone right now because I'm getting text messages from people
about mimeographs
and that the ink had a funky smell.
Yeah,
this
it
is
did.
Hilarious.
It was wild and wonderful.
Okay, here's the thing. Yes, the thought for the day is now changed to
okay.
Hi, friends. How you doing? It's Laura. When you hear Uncle Tommy Tom talk about certain things on the radio, don't do what he says. Don't try to do what he says. Actually, just don't listen to him because it's exaggerating and it's also pretty much not a good idea. As South Park would say, you're gonna have a bad time.
I'm out of here.
Actually, no, wait.
I'm out of here. Stop. The real thought for the day.
Are you ready? The real thought for the day.
Okay.
The two of us.
Yeah.
On this Flashback Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sitting here on the corner of awesome and bomb diggity.
Oh, yes. Have a good day, everybody.
A bomb diggity kind of day.
See ya.
Bye, guys.